You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yes, towards the end of this month, I believe it's the 25th this year, it changes, is the Matariki, which is obviously the cluster of stars that comes up once a year and is celebrated as the Māori New Year's. I did a report today, kind of just outlining what Matariki is, why it's so important to Māori, potentially why it could be important to you, and how people celebrate it. And this is that report. Amid the coldest part of every year, in the early hours of the morning, Ngā Mata a Te Ariki Tāwhiri Mātia, or Matariki for short, rises in the east with a gleam rivaled only by the sun, which follows close behind. Matariki is the Māori name for a group of seven stars known as the Pallada Star Cluster. Some people think of Matariki as a mother star with six daughters and is often referred as the Seven Sisters, while others think Matariki are the eyes of the god, in reference to Ranginui, the Sky Father, and Papatuanuku, the Earth Mother, being separated by their children. The god of wind, Tāwhiri Mātia, became angry, tearing out his eyes and hurling them into the heavens. Although there are actually thousands of stars that make up the Pallada cluster, and there are technically nine stars that make up the constellation, there are just seven stars you can really make out with the naked eye. Matariki appears in the eastern sky sometimes around the shortest day of the year, and is thought to determine how successful the harvest crop will be in the coming season. The brighter the star, the more productive the crop will be. The disappearance in autumn signals the time to gather and preserve crops. The Matariki disappear from view in April and reappear in late May and early June. This is an important marker in the harvest calendar. After the harvesting of the traditional crops such as kumara, pikopiko, and karaka berries, when the storehouses were full, Māori would celebrate the harvest season. The celebration coincided with the reappearance of Matariki. The stars appeared lazy and closely bunched together. A cold winter was in store, and planting was put off until October. Nowadays, Matariki is seen as an important time to celebrate the earth and show respect for the land on which we live. Various Māori tribes celebrated Matariki at different times. Some held festivals when Matariki was first seen in the dawn sky. Others celebrated after the full moon rose at the beginning of the next new moon. Matariki is celebrated for the rest of the month, and traditionally, to finish storing food for the winter, weave new clothes and baskets, listen to the stories of your ancestors, and learn about the natural world. Taranaki and Whanganui Iwi, and some on the west coast of the South Island, recognise the rising star of Puanga, or Rigil, as signalling the start of the new year, rather than the appearance of the constellation Pallades. I spoke to Pariaka's Mata Wharioka about the up-and-coming Puanga Kairau Festival.
Aye, kia ora. The Puanga Kairau Festival is about celebrating our new year in this region, and the Whanganui do it as well. And I understand some of the western regions of the South Island. But we at Parihaka have been celebrating for 7 years, and the whole idea is surrounding watching the Puanga come to sight early hours of the morning. Well, I think it's about 6 o'clock in the morning over our maunga, and what we do is commemorate, celebrate, do what we can to herald that star into the new year. And we also manage our gardens as well, so it's cleaning up our gardens. We have something like 100 people coming this year to help with cleaning up our garden, to do the food forest. And what an amazing connection that we have, because it's all about food, it's all about community, it's all about growing kai. And we also have to prepare for pahuatanga as well, so we've got potatoes, lewa in the ground, taiwa in the ground, to grow for puanga, pahuatanga as well.
Could you explain to me why Pariaka and some of the more sort of southern Māori tribes celebrate Tariki differently to perhaps some of the tribes up north?
Well, we celebrate the rising of the star Rigel. It's the name of it is Puanga. And what you'll find is that it appears at this time of the year. Now, we have people who studied these stars. I'm not a studier of it, but what I do know is that the beginning of June, it rises above our mountains. And the old people used to say, they used to get up and karanga to that star. and the children would get up in the morning to hear all that start and to, you know, knowing that it was the Māori New Year. So what makes it different to anywhere else in Aotearoa is probably the time of the year that we actually see it. And I'm only going on what the elders told me 33 years ago when I came to Parihaka. And I've celebrated Pūanga every year in some way or another. However, this festival that we have gives us an opportunity to bring a lot of people to share our aspirations at Parihaka. And part of that is the community organisation of our people, and to be part of that historical content as well.
The Festival of the Stars provided an opportunity for families to remember their whakapapa and those ancestors who had passed away to the heavens. Offerings were made to land-based gods who would help provide good crops, and new trees were planted to signal new beginnings. Matariki remains an important part of Māori culture, and with Matariki fast approaching, many Māori are eagerly awaiting its signal. Tu whenua oroa nga tanihira, reporting for 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.